Hachette Audio presents Revolutionary Roads, searching for the war that made America independent and all the places it could have gone terribly wrong. Written by Bob Thompson, read by Fred Berman. Introduction. Something different is going to happen. The particular stretch of tree-dotted meadow I've come to contemplate, where a small battle would be lost or won, and with it perhaps the American Revolutionary War, lies just a quarter mile ahead. But I can't see it yet. It's hidden behind a gentle rise in ground. Never mind that for now, however. Army historian Steve Rausch wants the group he's leading to concentrate on what British soldiers would have seen as they formed up to attack a rebel army on the South Carolina frontier on the morning of January 17, 1781, nearly 6 years after the war began. Observing from the British position, Rausch asks, "What do you see out in front of you?" "Skirmishers," one of his students replies. "Skirmishers, right. They're spread out across the battlefield." He's talking about the 115 or so expert riflemen in the Americans' first defensive line. Rausch, 56, retired as an Army logistics officer in 2002. Since then, he's taught for the Army as a civilian. His charges today are a couple dozen lieutenants and captains enrolled in a signal officer captain's career course at George's Fort Gordon. They range in age from around 25 to 35, wear civilian clothes, one woman's t-shirt proclaims her allegiance to the New England Patriots, and have been bussed up to Cowpens National Battlefield to refight what is, without question, the most important military confrontation ever to take place in a western South Carolina cow pasture. I'd met Rausch at a gathering of supremely knowledgeable Revolutionary War obsessives near Savannah, where he said smart things faster than I could write them down. Later, he invited me to Cowpens on condition that I keep my non-military mouth shut while he and his students did their thing. "Where are the Morgans? Morgan 1, Morgan 2? Good, you've teamed up already," he says. "So Morgans, your skirmishers are supposed to do what?" Rausch's students have researched specific topics. In most cases, two have been assigned to each topic, and if prepared to be grilled as they will.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?